Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Mem Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us that if Edim are coming to say testimony about somebody who, Rechman Tzlan, had worshipped Avodah Zarah, there are many questions that they asked. Which Avodah Zarah did he actually worship? B'ma Avod, exactly how he worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara now begins with a brisa that expands on exactly how this questioning went. Tana Rabbanan, Makir Matam Aysai, do you know this individual? Nachri, this is by case of murder. Nachri Harug, Yisrael Harug, was it a Jew or a non-Jew that was killed? Hasara Simba, did you give Hasra? We're going to learn that Hasra is crucial to somebody getting punished. And the next step that they ask him, the next question is, Hitter Atzer Lamisa. And when you gave him Hasra, you told him that if you will violate the Hasra, then if you will be punished, that you will be put to death. And because the halacha is that only then is he chayiv misa. So the question, of course, to Rishonim is, even if somebody's about to do an Aveira, and he's properly warned that he may not do the Aveira, but why would he say, I don't care if I'm going to get killed? What does he gain from saying that? So if that's the case, if that's crucial for him to be put to death, there'll never be a case where somebody is going to be put to death. So the Rishonim, in answer to that question, suggest that in a situation where it's obvious that the person did the Aveira and was going to do it under all circumstances, the fact that he says that I was ready to accept death is not, only in a case where he says that I'm ready to accept death will he be put to death, is not the case. There he'll be put to death otherwise. That's one approach that I saw in the Rishonim. Another approach that I saw in the Rishonim is that, and it works perfectly into what we are discussing, if it's so impossible to ever punish anyone, so then we'll have lawlessness because everybody's just going to say it doesn't make a difference. As long as he doesn't say I don't care if I'll be put to death, so nobody will ever get punished. To which the Rishonim suggest that there was a system in place when they saw people who were just constantly violating the halacha that they were punished. And many times that punishment might have been even more severe than the punishment that the Torah prescribes under those circumstances. So if the person says, well, I'm prepared to accept the punishment, the person may say, I'm ready to take the punishment that the Torah requires, because otherwise the punishment that Besdin or the local Besdin will give may be worse. The question that comes up, what is the halacha b'zman hazeh? B'zman hazeh, of course, we know the Besdin does not have the halachic authority to give out a punishment. But what would be the halacha if somebody did an Aveira Rechman Tzlan and he was given Hasra, but the Hasra was given in a way that would be mechayif him a punishment only because we don't live in such a world? So Rabbi Chanan discusses this issue. He says, based on what we just learned in our Gemara, that you have to be tzorch shiata atzma lamisa. The person who's getting the Hasra has to say, well, I'm ready, I understand the repercussions of the Hasra. Says Rabbi Chanan, in the world that we live, where that isn't the case, there are no such repercussions because Besdin, as we just said, can't give punishment. So says Rabbi Chanan, if that's the case, there is no concept of Hasra b'zman hazeh. Says the Gemara, Hamas b'toch dei dibur. But furthermore, says the Gemara, the Hasra has to be done toch dei dibur. Of the Aveira has to be done toch dei dibur of the Hasra. So of course the question is, how could that take place so quickly? So Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal was asked this question. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that as long as he began doing the Aveira within Toich Kedei Dibra of the Asra, even though it took him longer to do the entire Aveira than the Toich Kedei Dibra, it's still considered as if he had the proper Asra. Continues the Braisa, Havayit Avodah Zarah, in the case where the person was speaking about was worshipping Avodah Zarah, the question that we asked the Edom is Asmi Avad, which Avodah Zarah did he worship? Lepar Avod, Lemakolos Avod, these were different types of Avodah Zarah. Bema Avod, exactly how did he do the Avodah Zarah? Did he zibuach, did he shecht an animal? Bekiter, did he bring incense? Benisach, did he pour wine, beverages, the shtachavah, did he bow down? And the reason these four, the Braisa points out specifically these four questions, explained the Rishon, and we're going to learn later in our Masechta, when we speak about the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, that if you worship an Avodah Zarah in a way that's not the way that this Avodah Zarah is typically worshipped, it's not considered that you are over Avodah Zarah. But the four acts that were just identified in the Gemara, there the halacha is that every Avodah Zarah, whether it's the derech, whether it's the way that this Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped, is with one of these types of activities, whether it's not the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, for these you're always chayiv. And that's why these questions are critical questions. Amar Ula. So as we've been discussing about Asra, Menayin LaAsra, Menatoyra. How do we know that there's a chiv hasra midaraisa? Some Rishonim say that the way to understand the Gemara's question is, how do you know, like we just said, from where do we know the obligation of hasra? Others say that the focus of the Gemara is not on the obligation of hasra, but rather the focus of the Gemara is on the Toich Kedei Dibur. We just learned that hasra is Toich Kedei Dibur. So the Gemara's question is, where do we know this halacha from? So the pasuk says, "V'yishishikach es achoisoi bas aviv bas imay v'ra'as avarasa." The Torah points out when somebody has this improper relationship, the Torah uses the words v'ra'as avarasa. Ask the Gemara, what does the Torah mean to teach us with those words? Ota b'riyah talia milsa, is seeing the erva what makes the difference? Ella, achiur tamash odover. They have to explain to this person who's doing the Aveira why it's an Aveira. But says the Gemara, the punishment for the Ervis that we just mentioned is Karis. But says the Gemara, by Karis, by an Aveira to get Karis, you don't have to have an Hasra. The reason Rashi explains is the purpose of the Hasra is to be able to prove that this person did the Aveira b'meizid not b'shoyig. That we, Bezdin, have no way of knowing unless there was a proper Asra given. In Shemayim, there's no question. And the way Rashi explains is, in Shemayim, they know if he did the Aveira b'shoyig b'meizid. That's one approach. The other approach that I saw is that there's a new halacha, that even though, as we're learning, Bezdin can't give a punishment without Hasra, that is limited to punishments that are given by Bezdin. But punishments that are given by the Shemayim don't have that halacha. So if it's not relevant to Karis, to new Inyan Lamalkas. And there's two ways of explaining what this Gemara means. As we've learned and will learn, the Gemara Masechta Makkos teaches us that under certain circumstances, even though the Aveira is Aveira of Karis, you will give the perpetrator Malkus. So that's why this pasuk could be teaching us halacha regarding Malkus. Others say that the way to understand this Gemara is with Im Ein Inyan. If it's not here to tell us the halacha of the case of Karis, because as we just explained in the case of Karis, there is no Asra. So in Enyel Zeh, we have this offer in Shas. If the Pasuk is not to be explained to what we think the Pasuk means to say, Tanei L'Inyan Acher, it's here to teach us the halacha of what is the halacha by Malkus with Asra. The Bei Chizkiyah Tanyu, the Torah says, V'chi Yozit Ish Arei L'Harga Be'arma. The Torah adds the words V'chi, if somebody planned to kill somebody else. Shehisraba, that the pasuk is teaching us that the person was given the proper warning. V'dayin who made it and is still continuing to do the avera. The Rei Rishmal Tana, the Torah says regarding the person who was Michal Shabbos in the Midbar, and the pasuk says Hamotzim Oisai Mekoshes Eishes. Why does the pasuk use the word Mekoshes? The word Mekoshes means that he was currently still collecting the wood. By the time the case, by the time the episode the Torah is reporting to, it was Shekishesh. He did do the Avera of Mekoshes Eitzim. But what the pasuk is trying to teach us is Shehisraba, he was warned, and even though he was warned, Adayin Hum Mekoshes, he continued doing the Avera. And the Ran says there's a very bichidish in this Gemara. Because whenever we speak about a Asra, we understand that the Asra includes the punishment, but it includes exactly what the punishment is with the full detail. So if it's an Avera that's Chayiv Misa Bezdin, we have to identify which Mises Bezdin is going to be given. But we, as we know, that when the Avera of Chil Shabbos happened in the Midbar, they did not know at that point what the Oynish for which specific Mises Bezdin is given. So from here we see, says the Ran, that if somebody does an Avera of Chiv Mises Bezdin, but he's not told, all he's told was that for doing this Avera, you'll be Chayiv Mises Bezdin, but he's not told which type of Mises Bezdin, it's still considered a legitimate Hasra. The Bei Rebbe Tana, the Pasuk says, regarding somebody has relation with a Nar Marasa, Advar She'inas Eishas Re'eu. So what do we learn from here? Dvar, the Pasuk says, the word Dvar, it refers to the Dibur that he was told he was given Hasra. So we've had quite a number of different drushes teaching us this halacha of Hasra. So the Gemara asks, why do we need to have so many different psukim to teach us the same halacha? Says the Gemara Tzricha, Dikas of Rachmana Achaisai, if the Torah only said the halacha by Achaisai, Havimina, as we learned that pasuk is coming to teach us Hasra by Chayiv and Malchus. So we would learn the Chayiv and Malchus in, there's a Chayiv Hasra by Chayiv and Malchus, but Chayiv and Mises, which are a more serious Avera, because there's a Chayiv Mises Bezdin for them, you're Chayiv even without Hasra. Kos Rachmana Kiyazid, that even by Chayiv and Mises, Hasra is required. Vikos Rachmana Vichiyazid, Havimina Hanimi is Saif to kill. Only when somebody did an Avera for which the Chayiv Mises Bezdin is Saif, which is not such a severe Mises Bezdin. Avoskila, but if the Torah teaches, but somebody did an Avera, which comes with the punishment of Skila, the Chamura, which is a much more serious Avera, and therefore, since it's a much more serious Avera, you would maybe be Chayiv even without Asra, Eim Aloy, that's why Tzricha. But ask the Gemara, why do we have two Psukim by Tati ben Eskolim Lameli? We have two Psukim, one is by Nar Marasa, and one is by Nar Marasa, that the Zachiv Skila. Why do we have to have another pasuk for that? Answers the Gemara of Rav Shimon. We need this to learn according to Rav Shimon. L'suraya Nisrafim. As we've learned, there's a machlokes, which we will be learning extensively in our Masechta, which is considered a more severe, skila or sreifa. So if we hold that sreifa is more severe than skila, so yes, we have a pasuk for skila, but we don't have a pasuk for sreifa. But now we'll say that since they're two psukim by skila, im eina inyan, if it's not to be used for this purpose, it's used to teach us the halacha sreifa. However, now ask the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, that holds skila is the most severe Mises Bezdin. And once the Torah told us that if you did an Aveira of skila, Yechayiv, so certainly that would be the Hasra, that would be the halacha in all cases. So why was it necessary to have it again? Answers the Gemara, as we learned in our previous year. Even though we could have logically come to that, conclusion, the Torah through a Kal V'Chomer, by Skila's if by skila hasra is required, certainly by sreifa, the Torah goes out of the way to write it anyway. V'lichta rechmana b'skalim. But now ask the Gemara, wouldn't it be enough for the Torah to tell us that there's a chiv asra by skila, and all the other averus which are less severe? We can learn all the other cases from that halacha. Answers Gemara Hachinami. Indeed, that would be a legitimate approach. However, as we just said, sometimes the Torah says teaches us something explicitly, even though we could have learned it through a kavachaymer. We learned that when the Adam say that there was a sra, the question also is hita etzalamisa. Did he say that I'm ready to die? Menolon. Where do we know that is the halacha? Amar Rav Yitemichiski Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Al pishnei edim ashlosh edim yumas hameis." And we learn from here, yumas hameis at shiata atzmoi lemesa. In other words, Rashi explains, yumas hameis means that he's already dead. He's not dead. Bezdin hasn't yet punished him. The answer is that the moment he was matter atzmai lemesa, at that point, that the halacha is he's considered like he had a proper asra and he's going to ultimately be killed. But says the Rambam, if, as we're learning, there's so many details involved in giving asra properly, and if the asra was not given properly, says the Rambam, that the person who did the avera will be chayiv Malchus Mardus anyway. Amar Chanan, Eidei Nara Marosa. Eidim who are coming to say testimony that a Nara Marosa had an adulterous relationship, Shehuzmu, and then those Eidim became Eidim Zomimim, the people that come and say, how possibly have you said such testimony? Imanu Yisem, you were with us elsewhere. Ein Yechayin Lama, so maybe what they could try to say to get themselves exonerated, when we set our testimony, we know that a woman who has an adulterous relationship becomes prohibited to her husband. So the halacha is that was the reason we thought that the repercussions of our testimony is that she won't be able to live with her husband, not that she would be put to death. And the Mashah points out, and why does the halacha, if by now the husband is dead, when they said the testimony, so how could they possibly say that they were trying, all they were trying to accomplish was that she can't live with her husband is dead anyway. So Mashah says that under those circumstances, the Gemara says, means to say that they could say that our goal was that she should lose her ksuba, but not she should be put to death. And therefore, they're not considered Adam Zimmerman, that when the Torah says Vasisim like Hashazam al-Asis Lachiv, they get the punishment that they wanted to give, they wanted to cause, that they should get put to death. But ask the Gemara, but we've been learning in our Shia today that they warned her, without Hasra, nothing happens. And obviously, during the Hasra, they told her, if you're going to do this, you're going to be Chayiv, Mises Bezdin, Va'asrba. Says the Gemara, we're speaking about a case the loy asrba, that they didn't give a warning. But has the Gemara, how could that be? The loy asrba, if they didn't get hasra, so there would never be a question that she be subject to misa, hecha mikdala. The loch is that we have to have hasra. Answers the Gemara, it's speaking about Be'isha Chaveira. We're speaking about a woman who knows the halacha. And as the Rishonim point out, it doesn't mean that we know she specifically learned this halacha, that she accepted upon herself to be a chaveira, to be in that category of a chaver. We know that this woman is a learned woman and she knows this halacha. V'alibad Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, and Agamar is following the machlokes, the opinion of Yosef Yehuda. The Tanya, his opinion is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, chaver, an individual who's a chaver who does an aveira rachman tzlan, ain't tzar chasra. The entire purpose of the asra is to make the person aware of what they're doing, but the repercussions and the seriousness of what they're doing. If the person knows it, then they're not chayiv. And the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is that there's a fundamental question. When the Torah says that hasra has to be given, What does the Torah mean when it says Asura has to be given? Does the Torah mean to say that the person has to know the repercussions? So if we know the person knows the repercussions, the fact that the formal Asura wasn't given doesn't make a difference. Or is the definition of Asura, that there's a Gzeiros HaKosov, that the Torah says that you have to give Asura, and therefore since the Torah says that you have to give Asura, even if the person we know knows what he's doing, it wouldn't make a difference. V'chivin de inoloi mektoloi, says the Gemara, so now that the Edom have a legitimate excuse why not to get killed, because they could say that that was never our goal, so then how could we kill her? Havalei, because we know that in order for Edus to be considered kosher Edus, it has to be Edus Shiat, that you could be masim to Edom. These Edom, as far as getting her killed, are Edom Shiat Yachal Azima. And the loch is, call Edus Shiat Yachal Azima, loishme Edus. Says the Gemara, indeed, that's what was meant to be told. Said, Hachinami Kama, B'tarch Shein Rogim, the Edom won't get killed, because they have an excuse, Shichai Loima, Lasra Balabanu. Therefore, Afhi enin aregis, davalei edus shiat yochel azima. It says the Gemara, al beishi, chavei de kaim on the miskat, laliv drosh bi Yehuda, heichem ishkach sloi, when will there ever be a locha that the Edom could always say that their goal was only that she should become also to her husband. So it's always going to be a case that that's raw, that there's no asra, and what, but it's still edus shiat yochel azima. Answers the Gemara that we're speaking about a case, she did Znus twice. So they can't say that the goal was that they want to make her also to her husband, because she was also to her husband anyway. It must be that the goal of their Edus was to get her killed, and therefore it's Edus Shata Yochel Azima as far as putting her to death and putting the Edom to death. Says the Gemara, Va Yochel Laima. But why can't we say that what they were trying to accomplish is lost for Abala Shainibana? That not only is she also to her husband, but any person, any man that she has a this type of relationship with, adulterous relationship, she can't ever have a relationship with him again. So maybe they should say, well, we were trying to accomplish with our Edis what was that she can't have a relationship with the adulterer, but not to put it to death. And says Gemara, she had relationship again with the same person as the first time, so therefore she's already also to him anyway, so they can't say where our goal was to make her also to that man. She was also to that man anyway already. Inami, she had relationship with a relative, so she can't. They can't say where our goal was to make her also to her, to the boil, to the person she had relationship with, because she's usher to him anyway. The achroinim say that we know that the halach is the kshem she'asur labal, just like a woman who has an adulterous relationship can't have a relationship with her husband, kach asur labayil. What would be the halach where she's not going to be asur labal? Will she be asur to the boil? So Shas Shuvas Yaakov says that our Gemara is a raya, that what the Gemara suggests, that this is the second time she had an adulterous relationship. So the husband, she's also to anyway already. The only question that we're speaking about, the Gemara said, is to be also to the boil. And yet we see that it's considered valid, that she will be usher, even though it didn't, this edus did not make her usher to her husband, because to her husband she was already usher anyway. The Rabbi Kivega says that the Shvus Yaakov's raya, which seems to be an obvious raya, is not a compelling raya, because he says that our Gemara is speaking about a case where the edim on the second znus came before the edim on the first znus. So when they said their edus, the husband was not yet usher to her. And therefore, their edus was effective to the husband and to the boil. But in a case where it only will be effective for the boil, because to the baal, she's usher anyway, then the halacha is maybe she doesn't become usher to the boil, or our Gemara is not a raya. Says the Gemara, Maishna nar merosu the nokat. So everything that we just learned and the Edom excuse is not only a relevant claim by our Naar Marasa, it should be even a filo Nusunami by any Eishes Ish, answers the Gemara in. Says the Gemara, Ella, why did Gemara choose to teach us the case by Naar Marasa? A filo Hai, the Layosva Tosei, as we know, when there's only Erisin, the husband and wife aren't living together. So their claim that all they were trying to accomplish was that she should not be able to have relations with her husband is a weak claim because she's not allowed to have relations yet anyway. Still, they could say, not for now. For now, she's anyway, Asur. But says the Adrama, what they could say was that our goal was that she should never be able to have relations with him because the Nesu'in that they would have would not allow for that. That since she was Mezana, when she's Murasas, she can't consummate a marriage with her husband. Amar of Chizda. Echer Amar Messiah of Hargoy. 1-8 says that the murder was done with a knife. Echer Amar Baririn, which is like a sword. Hargoy. Eze Nochen. These two Edom cannot be, then it's inconsistent. Echer Amar Kel Shcharim, where one says that the clothing of the murderer were black. Ve'echer Omer Caleb Levenim, and one says that he was wearing white clothing. Zeh Nochim, that can be combined. Meisvei says the Gemara, asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, regarding Edom, Ve'hine Emes Nochim Adover, says the Gemara, Shei Nochim, the Torah requires that the Edus be consistent. And therefore, Echram B'saiv Hargav, Echram B'aririn Hargav, Echram B'kel Shchayrim, so how can we allow this Eidus to stand? Answers the Gemara, Tergmer of Chizda, what the Bryce is speaking about is we're not talking about what color clothing were he wearing. That is not consistent. That is not considered significant. We're talking about Besuda Shechan Kabay. They're describing what was used to kill the victim. And he says a nice raya that's the way to understand the Braisa. Because just like the Braisa began, was a Besayef or Rerim, which refers to the weapon that was used for the murder. The same thing, when we speak about the Suda, which was used for strangulation, is similar to the Sayef or Rerim. This is the way the murder took place. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Echer Oimer Sandlov Shel Shchayrim, that the murderer's shoes were black, Vechram's sandals of Venom, his shoes were white, and Zenochem. So we see that we can't let this combine. And says Gemara, the Hasam Nami, that rice is referring to a case, Kishkabat Baba Sandal Bahargoy, that the shoe was used as the weapon of killing. Toshma, Masab Badik Zak Ben Zakai, Book Tutena. He asked the Edom if where the murder took place under the fig tree, to describe the way the figs were collected to the tree. So you see that even though it's not crucial to the actual act, it's still consistency is required. Answers the Gemara, Amar Muhammad Kagan Sha'akat Ta'ina de B'Shabbos. We're talking about a case that the trial here is because the person was Mechal Shabbos, and therefore, knowing exactly how the Chil Shabbos took place, the law kamikdal, that's what's causing it to be killed, is critical information. V'tanya asked the Gemara, Amrloi, the Edom said, when this question was asked, they said, Tachas Ta'ena Hargoy. So we see that the case there is not a case of Chil Shabbos. It's a case of murder. And the question is about a non-critical detail, and yet consistency of the Edus is required. El Amar Muhammad, Kikon Shishiv the Beyuchah Shotena. The way he murdered him was by taking the thorns on the tree to murder him. Toshma, says the Gemara, asked the Gemara Toshma, as Ben Zakeh continued asking the question, he asked him, Tainazuk Tzer Daka Tzer Gassim, the way the fruit is attached to the tree, is it with narrow pieces of wood or with thicker pieces of wood? Tainim shchayrus, tainim levanus. What color were the figs? So you see that it's clearly not about the actual act. Elam Rabbi Yosef, min benzane leisum inish. You're asking a question about Ben Zakkai and how he ran it in Torah. Shani Ben Zakkai, the Bedikas Bechakiris Ravzula, Ben Zakkai was very strict about all the questions, and he requires total consistency, but not everybody agrees with him. Ask the Gemara, Man Ben Zakkai, exactly who is Ben Zakkai? Ilay Mitzvah B'Yochanan Ben Zakkai, ask the Gemara, was he ever a member of a Sanhedrin? We're talking here about a capital case. So it's obviously a case where Bezdin was still giving Mises Bezdin. Was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai ever a member of such a Bezdin? For Tanya, says the Gemara, the Gebraisa describes, Kol Shana Shashu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's entire life was Meiv Esm Shana 120 years. Abam Shana Oksu B'Prakamatcha. For 40 years, he did business. Abam Shana for 40 years, Lomad, he learned Torah. For Abam Shana Liman, and then for 40 years, he taught Torah. 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Golsa Sanhedrin v'yashla b'chanos. The Bezdin removed themselves from the Lishkas Agazus and went to the Chanos. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Why do we need to know this? Today stop doing Dine Knossos. Ask the Gemara Dine Knossos, Salkadatach. To do a dintar of dine knossos, the bezin doesn't have to be in the lishkas agazus. Elosh loydona dine nefashos. They stop doing dine nefashos. The tanan mishachar beisam mikdash shichron Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan lived in the time of the churban abayis. So the Gemara's question is: obviously, during the last 40 years of his life, the Sanhedrin wasn't in session anymore about dine nefashos. So how could the Gemara say, well, with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, when he did it in Torah of Nefashos, he did it in this way. He never did such a din Torah. The reason why the Sanhedrin went to Golos 40 years before the Churban, because at that time, the Fishi writes him, there was many people started committing murder, and because many people considered did in murder, Bezdin did not want to be put into the place that they would be giving out murder, they would be giving capital punishment, so they just disbanded. And even though the Rush points out, the Gemara says that under certain circumstances they did reconvene in Lishkas Agazus, they never reconvened for Dine Nefashos. Ella, says the Gemara, Ben Zakkai de Alma. The Ben Zakkai that we're speaking about, how he did Dine Nefashos, is not the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that we have, is not the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that we have throughout Shas. And says the Gemara, it makes sense to explain it that way. If we're going to say that the individual we are referring to here is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, so as the Gemara, Karlei Rebbe, obviously he was, Rebbe calls him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and we're going to call him Ben Zakkai, Vatanya, but ask the Gemara, the Braisa says explicitly, and there's no question now who we're speaking about. The Braisa says, Masu Bodak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai be'uksutainim. So we see that it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. But now we have a question, how did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai ever participate in a capital case? Says the Gemara, as we've learned and will learn, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai at that point was at the point that it was a Talmud of Yoshua Lefnei Rabba Hava. He was a Talmud that was studying by his Rebbeim. And he said something, Umestabel Tamei, that the Sanhedrin who was in session thought was very sensible, and therefore they established the halacha according to what he said. When he was only at the point that he was learning, he was called Ben Zakkai, Ketalmud Yosh Lefnei Rabbi, and afterwards, Kavalimed, when he went up in stature, that he started teaching Torah, that's when have a Karlei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. They started calling him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ki Karlei Ben Zakkai. So why does our Tana call him Ben Zakkai? Ki Hashem de Mikara. Ki Karlei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Hashem de Hashta. When we report something that happened when he was still Ben Zakkai, then we continue learning at Ben Zakkai. When we report something that happened after he was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, we started calling him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, explains why. He says, because there's a halacha
that whenever you learn something, you have to learn Chayiv Adam Lama B'Lashon Rabbi. So since the original version of this was taught when he with the name Ben Zakkai, that's the way they became accustomed to learn this halacha. And once they became accustomed to learn the halacha that way, then it became established that that's the way it should always, that's the way this halacha should always be taught. Masa Badik, Ma and the Mishnah Torah, Ma be Chakiris and Badikis, Maya Filish. So the Mishnah said, if we have a case where the question is asked, and one says, I don't know, or even if both don't know, the Ada stands. What does the Mar say? Ask them, what was meant with the Mishnah say, Afil Shnaim Omrim? If they both don't know, ask them, Pshita Ki Omer, Echad Eni Deesu Kiyomis, if one Ada is able to answer and one isn't, it doesn't disqualify the Adas. So certainly ask the Gemara, Ki Ami Betray Nami, if both of them say, we don't know, that the halacha ought to be Eidus and Kiyomis. Answers Rav Sheshis, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Areshikai, this Hachkama, B'chakiris, if one of the Eidim doesn't know how to answer, the Eidus is bottle, says the Gemara, Afil Shnaim Amri Yadanu, says the Gemara, even if two Eidim can answer the question. But we have here more than two Eidim, and the third Eid is not able to answer, V'echar Amri Eini Yadaya, Edusim B'teila, even though we have two Eidim who do know the answer. Command, says the Gemara, whose halacha, whose opinion is this following? It's following the opinion of Akiva, the Makkah Shlosh L'Shnayim. The Rabbi Akiva teaches us in Masech the Makkah Staf, Hei Yom Ebeiz, that just like the halacha is, that we spoke earlier in our shiur about Eidim Zomimim, and Eidim don't become Eidim Zomimim unless both Eidim were made into Eidim Zomimim. Says Rabbi Akiva, if we have three Eidim, then all three have to be made into Eidim Zomimim. And if all three are not made into Eidim Zomimim, then they are not, it's not considered Eidim Zomimim. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Avedusim Kayems Ketani, how does your explanation of the Mishnah can work with what we're learning? Ramesh is saying that we're speaking about what that the Eidus is going to be disqualified. Our Mishnah says Eidus and Kiyamis. Ela Amar Rav HaChakamar. This is what the Tanya means to say. Afilu b'chakiris, in a case where the questions about chakiris and shnayim amrim yidanu, and two are able to answer, and of course answer in a consistent manner. V'echar amrim eni deya, and one says, I don't know, still eidus and kiyemis, because just the opposite, says Rava, because command, our mission is not following the opinion of Akiva. And according to this opinion, as long as two eidim are able to answer the question and answer consistently, that is enough to convict. Rav Kana Rav Asa Tanu, Sanhedrin Bei Rabba. They learned Masechta Sanhedrin in the yeshiva of Rabba. Pagu Buhu Rabbi Bachama. And Rabbi Bachama met them. Amalu Mayim Risa by Sanhedrin Bei Rabba. He says, what chiddush, what was taught new in the yeshiva of, in yeshiva and about this Masechta? Amalei, Omaim Rinim by Masechta Sanhedrin Greitza. Why do we have to, what is to be to discussed about Masechta Sanhedrin without mentioning the yeshiva? My kashloch. So the way the Rishonim explain that obviously he had a question in this Masechta, and he was hoping that the question that he had was taught in the yeshiva and he could get an answer. So they said, what was the question that was asked? What's bothering you? Immaterial aware was taught. Amalu Mahaduk Tani. My question is based on what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Ma be chakiris labadikas, chakiris echad ame eni yedeya edusim bedeilim. Badikas ame echad eni yedeya vafilu shnayim ame eno yoydim edusim kiyemes. Ask the Gemara, michti, idi v'idi deraisa here. The obligation to do chakiris and the obligation to do badikas is midaraisa. It's an obligation midaraisa. And therefore, what was bothering him is maishna chakiris and maishna badikas. Why are chakiris and badikas not treated the same way? Amalei, hachi hashta, is are they the same? Chakiris, amecha any day edus medelis. You know why not being able to answer the chakiris, it nullifies the edus? Because havale edus yata yachalazima. It becomes an edus that you can't be mazim, because all the questions about the chakiris are critical to being, because that's how you're going to be able to be mazed them. Bedikas, but whereas the questions of bedikas are not the kind of question they which the hazama depends on, and therefore omer echad any day adusu kiyomis, because it's still edus to yochel azimu, it's still edus that is subject to hazama. Amalu says the Gemara, e hach amrisuba, if that's what the way you're learning pshat in this masechta, tuv amrisuba, you're learning the masechta. Wonderful. What we're learning away very well. Because you're such a wonderful person, we're saying to you and you're thanking us, we're also recognizing what you're saying. If you would have not been satisfied, then the halacha would have been that we wouldn't have been able to answer you, and if we wouldn't have been able to answer you, then we would have been stuck. So the way the Aruch Lener explains the Gemara is as follows. This halacha, this question they asked, that he asked them, was indeed in a question that they learned. The question that Rami Bachama asked them was a question that they did indeed learn in the yeshiva of Rami Bachama when they learned Masechta Sanhedrin. But they wanted to take, and they said the Dvar Torah that they learned from Rami Bachama, but they wanted to take the obligation upon themselves. And therefore, they said the Dvar Torah without attributing it to Rami Bachama. And they said, if Rabbi will not be satisfied with it, it'll be their vart. If Rabbi is satisfied, they're going to give the credit to their Rebbe, Rami Bachama. Echer Amr, we learned from the Mishnah. One says it took place on the second day of the month, and one says on the third day of the month. The Eidah still could stand, because as we learned, maybe this person, they didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. Says the Gemara, Ad Kama, how long does this work? Amr Rav Achabar Chanina, Amr Rav Ami, Amr Rav Yochanan, Ad Rubi Shel Chodesh. Until most of the month has been passed. And the way most Rosh Chodesh explain, because by that time, everybody should know when Rosh Chodesh was. And therefore, there's no way to be able to explain this discrepancy. Amar Rava Afanan Na Mitanina. Echram Vishloish Vechra Bechamisha. Edusim Betela. Vamai, why don't we say, Zayadeh B'Shnei Burim, this person knew about 2 months that were longer. Vizayadeh B'Shnei Burim. Says the Gemara, because to say that at this point, you don't know, at such a late point, you don't know when Rosh Chodesh the previous month was, is not acceptable. El Sham Shun Beruva Yoda, already in the month, you already know by most of the month has passed when Rosh Chodesh was, and certainly you know when the previous month Rosh Chodesh was. Says the Gemara, Lo Olam Ayin Malach Ruba Nami Lo Yoda. It's not necessary that people know. Ubishipura Yoda, what they knew when they blew the shofar, that causes a person to know when Rosh Chodesh was, because that's what they used to do when they declared a new month. And what the way to understand the Mishnah is b'chachipura om detoy. It's possible that a person missed 1 month, but trei shipura, but 2 months to miss lam detoy. Most people don't make that error, and therefore, to not know till the end of the month when Rosh Chodesh really was could happen, because I didn't hear the shofar at the beginning of that month. But to not know about 2 months, that means you weren't there for 2 months when they blew the shofar. That is not something that could be explained or understood to be used as a reason for the discrepancy.